Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass for rainmaking bankers. And welcome to track two, where we are covering the system for rainmaking. And really, this track is a setup for everything that we're covering in this masterclass. Inside, we're going deep into the two systematic processes that bring this masterclass together. The first is the system for rainmaking, which is an overarching end-to-end system for bringing the rain. And who doesn't want an overarching method for making it rain? And this systematic approach has three pillars: preparation, execution, and skills. And even though these pillars have different labels on them, in effect, they are all preparation. Because this is one of the principles, as we'll cover in the next track, for driving the sale. Preparation. And that's what this systematic method is all about. How do you best prepare yourself for making it rain? The second process that we're going into in this track is the macro process. And maybe I could come up with a cooler name for it, but that's the one I've been using for years. And the macro process is an end-to-end process again for driving the sale. What needs to happen for you to make it rain? Again, the macro process has three pillars: sourcing, process, and close. So if you think about this generally, what we're saying is, sourcing is, how do you generate leads? How do you get in front of potential clients? Process is everything that you do when you're in front of them. From the moment you meet them all the way through to driving it to pillar three. How do you get it done? How do you close? See, there are plenty of bankers, aren't there, who can go out and have a great meeting. Gosh, the number of times I heard that phrase, how was the meeting? Oh, we had a great meeting. How was it great? What made it great? Oh, we really furthered the relationship. Okay, what business did you drive? Did you get it done? Can you get it done? And these are the three pillars of the macro process: sourcing, process, and closing for bringing the rain. Now, I will say here up front that it can seem like there's a lot that's going on in these systems. And there is, because what we're doing is breaking down the entire process of winning, of driving revenue, into these very simple systematic approaches. And see, hopefully the way that we unpack this for you is that within a small number of hours, you'll be loaded up not with just decades worth of knowledge that it's taken me to accumulate, but highly systematic ways of putting it to work, right? Not just some good ideas here and there, and perhaps maybe you do it like this, but a complete solution for you. End to end, a complete solution on how you bring the rain. And even more importantly, in a simple system that's easy for you to put to work. See, because as I said in track one, this isn't about building you into an Uber salesperson. That would be impossible in a short masterclass. But it is about giving you a highly systematic method that anyone can put to work right away with a small amount of knowledge for driving the results you want right now, and then over time driving better and better and better results. Because this is what matters, right? Results. But also what matters is, it's not about what you know. As we'll talk about in a bit, knowledge is impotent. It's about, can you put what you know to work in ways that are highly systematic and simple to use? See, and sometimes when I use the word system, people think it sounds all fancy. Oh yeah, you just need a system for that. No, that misses the point. Systems should be complicated. There should be a lot that goes into them. But you never want them to be a black box. And you want them to be simple to use. Because no matter how complicated the system, all that matters is, can you put it to work in driving the process and results that you want? Think of it like an auto production line. There is a lot that goes on in building a car, isn't there? But laid out as a sequence of steps, a production line just looks like a natural evolution of a bunch of parts and bolts to the car that rolls off the end of the line. The chassis comes together over here, the axle over there, engine in its right place at the right time, wheels, dashboard, all these parts coming together in a way that seems so natural and effortless is the entire point of a production line. They don't just decide one day, hey, why don't we assemble the doors over here? Oh, this would be cool. Yeah, this would be fun. Let's put the engine together over there today. Right? That defeats the purpose. And so much of the way that we are spewed knowledge in our world makes it impossible for us to put to work. You don't need 3,000 tips on great selling, 2 million ideas on how you generate leads. Here's 900 ideas on how you best close. What you need is a highly systematic method for doing it consistently, repeatedly, better and better and better and better over time. So, yeah, we are covering a lot of stuff in here, but it's designed to be simple for you to put to work and for it to be a complete solution. Not just some random ideas here and there, but actually, how do you do this? How do you set yourself up in a way that you systematically make it rain? Not just win a client here or there, drive revenues 1 month or 1 year, but how do you get highly systematic? You have a method so that you're consistently, repeatedly bringing the rain. See, and this is what I most wanted in my work. In life, we come across so many basic and incomplete solutions. If you're hunting for a job, people say to you, oh, you just got to get out there more. You read articles, yeah, you just have to network. Okay, who with? Where? When? How specifically? Right, they're all decent sounding ideas. But how much do you get them working for you? Selling is maybe an extreme of this. Not only is this a craft that we're never really taught about, but if we are, we hear these really basic ideas. You know, like I said, many of us still believe that salespeople are born, they're not built. It takes charisma. I'm just not like that person. I just don't have what they have. Or if you read book after book on selling or watch videos on it or tune into the so-called experts, truth is there are some really, really top experts out there. And then there's a bunch of hacks, like the world of personal development, full of hacks and their hack ideas. Yet what you're really seeking is what are those absolute best ideas. People say, so you have to increase your funnel. Just have to hustle. That's it. Just hustle more. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Get more prospects in the door. Okay. Then what? Right, they might have some top ideas for you. Some seeds that will grow your money trees. But it doesn't matter if you don't know how to plant and cultivate those seeds. See, everything I do is highly systematic because I needed this. Nobody said, put these steps together and it works for you. Over many years, I've pulled these steps together in a systematic way to get it working for me and my clients. And my hope is that even though we're covering a lot of ideas in here, that we're covering it in such a way that you can quickly get it working for you. This is what I endeavor to do in my Do What You Want books. taking the entire world of personal development and breaking it down into a 5-step system. It's not to say that that's all you need, but when you have an overarching system, now you can plug in everything that you need in the right ways. It's like a straw man that bankers talk about a lot. When you got the straw man, now you can flesh it out. And this is how all these masterclasses are designed. As we'll talk about further in a bit, I often say that knowledge isn't important. Knowledge is impotent. That's not to say that knowledge doesn't matter, but it's to say all the knowledge in the world is useless to you if you can't effectively put it to work. And so in my Do What You Want books, I took the entire world of personal development, how do you get what you want, and tried my best to condense it down into a system that you can put to work right away. And these masterclasses are built the same. It doesn't matter what you think you know on selling. It's not valuable for you for even me to share with you what I perceive to be the best ideas. What's valuable is when you can take this knowledge and unlock its power because you have highly systematic methods for now putting it to work. So you're not just learning ideas here to hopefully make it rain once, but putting to work these highly systematic methods for driving consistent, repeatable process and results, making it rain, 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 rain more and more over time. All right, so let's go deeper and spend a few moments talking about why this system really matters and why you want it. So as we've been talking about, a key to all success is highly consistent, repeatable processes that you can put to work over and over and over again, continuously improving. Think about the way that a top athlete approaches their game. Are they looking to win just one game? Are they showing up and training one day a week? Oh, they may be throwing on their boots and getting ready to play. Or are they constantly, consistently, repeatably applying better and better methods for playing a better and better game? And so, if you go real deep into top performance, this is what you see, don't you? You see highly systematic approaches to everything. And that's how all of my work has evolved. I didn't get a memo that said, hey, you need systems. But over many years of doing this research, what I realized was knowledge is impotent. It doesn't matter what you know. All that matters is how do you organize it in ways that you can better and better put it to work. My system for doing what you want. System for your limitless mind. System for unleashing your time. System for ultimate days. Systems for winning every meeting. Systems for rainmaking. All work exactly the same way. Like that auto assembly line. You're laying it out and you're playing it out over and over again. But think about this in the context of the banking sale. It's the same process over and over again, isn't it? You're selling services. It might be mergers. It might be sell sides. It might be capital raising. It might be more sophisticated products like swaps or other derivatives. Whatever it is, in your bag of investment banking products, you have a whole bunch of different services that solve problems for clients. And you're looking for those clients who your products are right for and who are right for you. So you need a way to continuously figure out, well, what have you got? Who needs it? Why do they need it? How do you know who's right for you? Who are you right for? Why? And the more you go deep into understanding your products and your customer, the more systematic you can get at identifying who they are. And then you take it a step further, don't you? You don't just want one of those customers showing up haphazardly. You want to develop consistent, repeatable, ways of generating leads, building your sourcing funnels. What we'll talk about is sourcing vortexes. So business is constantly spinning around you. And from here, you can't waste time on every lead, can you? So you need to get highly skilled at the way you qualify leads to figure out, well, who is right for you? Who are you right for? Where do you best spend your time? From there, what do you need? Once you've identified who's right for you, how do you figure out what the opportunity is? What process do you run? I come back to this macro process. Sourcing, process, close. What is your process from once you're in front of the right leads to moving them to close? And see, obviously, there's a lot of stuff that can go into this. And you see a lot of stuff in banking, don't you? A lot of spaghetti thrown at the wall. A lot of forests burned down to produce these big, useless books. For what? To go sit in front of people? To do client service? To have a great meeting? Or is the intent to figure out how specifically do you line all this up so you can systematically, repeatedly, consistently sell deals and drive revenues for your firm? So you see, what we're doing here is trying to make this big messy thing that looks like client service, getting in front of people. Well, how do you do that? Oh, I'm just going to roll out the senior person. Who? Why? What's the opportunity? Things they call coverage. And we're talking about, well, how do you make it systematic? So you're constantly generating and moving the right leads through to close. How many people do you know in investment banking who have this method? How many of them have it figured out? I know a small number, and guess who they are? The massive rainmakers. And now their approach may be different to what we're covering in this program, yet they have a method they built over time. And that's what this masterclass is about for you too. This isn't about follow the steps like you're baking a cake. It's what are these systematic processes that come together that you can take and tailor and use to build your sale process that's constantly bringing the rain for you. Think about how many bankers you know who have this. How many know end-to-end how they win? Or think about the others, the many who get stuck along the way. How many even know what client service is? How many can walk into a meeting knowing exactly what they are there to sell? Or are they there to build a relationship? What relationship? Why? How are they building it? How specifically does this relationship drive revenue? How many of them feel confident to walk in and ask for the order? Or certain that they know what their process is? How many bankers do you know who have a process for qualifying leads? So they know exactly what type of business they're targeting. So they can focus their time where it's most likely to cash flow. Finally, how many of them know how to close? Really think about them. How many of the bankers have you worked with who are excellent at closing business? And maybe you've worked with plenty who can do it every now and then, but how many can do it consistently, repeatedly? Why? What's their method? Are those who are trusted advisors? Is that just what they do so they can be close to people? Or is it by being a trusted advisor, they constantly see a flow of business? Why? How? What's their method? What's your method? Knowledge is impotent, isn't it? This is all about what type of systems do you build that constantly, repeatedly, consistently keep making it rain for you. Now, because I want to keep pounding this home like a sledgehammer, Let's talk about the three reasons why systems work best for you. And the first is the reason that matters most: results. See, we all readily accept that we drive better results through better process, right? That production line doesn't just come together because, let's put the bolt in over here today. Or a football team doesn't just run around the field randomly and then get a touchdown. We recognize they have plays, like the production line has order and process. Think of a golf setup. We all know this about top golfers, don't we? They are meticulous about every aspect of their setup, repeating it over and over again. Why? Because better process drives better results, like baking a cake. Maybe some people can make it up, but those who follow a process are more likely to get the results that they want. And this is a point we keep making about repeatable success, right? That pros are never interested in just driving better results once. They're looking for methods that enable them to drive consistent, repeatable results over time. Anything that you've gotten good at, you can see you did this way. For instance, what was your process for learning the alphabet? You may not remember, but it probably wasn't looking at a page with all the letters in random order, was it? All of them lined up into certain order. Who said B comes after A? I don't know. But that process enables you to learn it, doesn't it? Who said Z should be the 26th letter? I don't know. But when you organize them into a sequence, isn't it easier to get better results, which is learning and teaching someone else the alphabet? And what about processes that you've already mastered in banking? Think about the way that when you're a junior analyst, you sit down and set up a model. Don't you tend to go through the same sequence every time? And the more you do it, the more it becomes natural for you. And what about the notion of the sale? Don't we all have our own processes? What's that move that you have or someone has for getting beyond the gatekeeper and getting the meeting set up? If you're good at your job, which I assume you are because you've still got your job, what's your process for being effective at it? And this is one of the powers of systematic approaches. We all recognize that we drive better results through better process. And this is point two. Repeatable process drives repeatable process. Right? The first benefit of systematic approaches is you drive better results. The second point is that by having process, you drive better and better process. Right? So if you think about that auto-production line, when random bits and pieces are coming together over here and there, they've got no way to then tweak the line. Whereas when they're running an efficient line and they've closed all the gaps, now it becomes clear you can just run it better and better and better again. And so in doing this, you can focus on quality and efficiency and effectiveness. And of course, by doing this, you build better and better process. And by building better and better process, you drive better and better results. And there's something more, isn't there? It's not just about results, is it? Anyone who truly masters anything loves the process. They love the craft. They love showing up and playing their best game. And part of what we're doing in this masterclass and in running any systematic process is you want to fall in love with the process. You want to love it because you're showing up better every day. You want to love it because you love playing your best game. Looking back at the end of the day, or week, or just a meeting, or a deal that you just signed, and feel like, hells yeah, you got the result you wanted, and how good does it feel that you drove your best process? That's the second power of systematic approaches. The third is bringing these two together in continuous improvement. See, this is really the secret behind my system for doing what you want. What I call the two secrets for doing what you want. One, definite purpose. Two, have a system of continuous improvement. See, what I perceived, and it seems so obvious now, is how do you get more of what you want? Well, you figure out what it takes to get it, and you get better and better and better and better at doing it. And that's what this system for rainmaking is all about. It's not just that you can take this right away and drive better process and better results. But the more you put this to work, the better process and results you're driving over time. So the 3 months from today, you're looking back seeing, not only have you gotten better and better at the process you drive, but you're driving better results. More consistent. More repeatable. Making it rain more and more and more and more. And this is the secret to all top performance. It's not just about how good can you get at something. It's how consistently good can you get. And how can you show up every single day and improve the way you're doing something. There's a famous piece of research called The Mundanity of Excellence that I won't go into here. But Dr. Daniel Chambliss following around Olympic level swimmers trying to figure out, well, what makes them the best? What do you think? It's not how hard they work or how many hours they are in the pool. It's that whenever they show up focused on improving their quality. Continuous improvement is the not-so-secret to winning more and more. And when you've got a systematic approach, now you've got a method you can continuously improve. So that inside this masterclass, we're not just covering a way of driving better process and better results, but a highly systematic method that enables you to continuously improve, driving better and better and better and better process, and better and better and better and better and better and better results over time. This is ultimately how all these ideas came together for me that I'm now sharing with you. Collecting thousands of pages of ideas, reading thousands of books, including hundreds just on this topic. Live trainings, audio trainings, video trainings, collecting a bunch of ideas on, well, how do you drive the results you want? How do you bring the rain in banking? How do you sell effectively? What I saw is that I needed to bring it together into a systematic approach. And the systems that I'm now sharing with you are significantly better than when I first started. Because that's the point, isn't it? That you're not just learning a method here that you can continuously improve at, but you can keep continuously improving your method for continuously improving. And so, this masterclass isn't just about getting better at driving the sale in banking. It's about a highly systematic method for performing your best in the context of selling or making it rain. See, this is what I needed, and what I saw is that it's easy to get consumed in ideas. Personal development is full of them. The world of selling is full of them. If you walk around your bank and ask people about how you win at this sale, you'll collect a lot of amazing ideas. Yet knowledge is what? That's right. And how you make knowledge powerful is when you take it and you assemble it into a highly systematic approach that you put to work over and over and over and over and over again. And so that's what we're doing in these systems. The ideas that I brought together over tens of thousands of hours of research, just packaged together into these simple systems. that you can put to work right away and use to continuously improve it the way you make it rain over time. All right, so let's drop into the system for rainmaking and the macro process. You can see both of these charts in the workbook. As we've been talking about, the system for rainmaking is the overarching method that brings all this together: preparation, execution, and skills. And then the macro process is a more nuanced process, which is how specifically do you drive the sale? Sourcing, process, close. And so each of these is designed to, in their own right, be highly systematic methods for driving your rainmaking. Right, so again, it's not just about random ideas here and there, but how do you bring it together in a way that you can easily put it to work every day? And so you see in this system for rainmaking a number of steps that we are not covering together in this program. The pitch deck, the black book, which we'll talk about in a moment. So these aren't just random things that are happening. You got a pitch coming up. Oh, you got to put together the deck. Got to show up at the meeting. But what's your end-to-end method for driving top performance in the meeting? So you're preparing like a pro. Your pitch deck fits your overall method. Your black book is your long-term preparation. The four-step protocol that we go into detail in track 5 is how you get yourself game ready in the same way that a pro athlete prepares for every game. They don't just wake up on game day, do they? They step back and they run those protocols that work for them time and time again. The rainmaking protocol that you see in the pillar for execution is in the center, isn't it? Because before and after it is how specifically do you prepare for your meeting ahead of it? And what do you do post-meeting? Again, so what we're saying in this overarching method is, hey, this isn't just about here's an idea for how you walk into a meeting, but if you have to engineer your process to work each and every time, and in fact to work better and better over time, what are the elements that need to come together? And the rainmaking protocol that we go through in detail in track 7 is, what do you specifically do when you're in the meeting? How do you drive it from your intent through to your next steps? And this rainmaking protocol, like this overarching system for rainmaking, didn't just come off the shelf. I didn't read a book somewhere that said, put these steps together and you win more. But instead, this overarching system and each of the protocols came together through years of research, tens of thousands of hours of research, figuring out, well, what do you need to optimize your performance? What do you need to bring together before you walk into the meeting? And what do you do when you're in the meeting? What is the short-term and long-term preparation? Like the third pillar of skills. See, the purpose obviously isn't that you walk into every meeting and you prepare your skills right before you go in. Like riding a bike and learning your alphabet. The skills that you best need for driving the sale, for making it rain, are skills that you build over time. And in my world, you want to be working on your skills every single day, yet we all know that you build deep and powerful skills over time. And so you see it in the system for rainmaking as the third pillar, because this is what you need to bring together if you want to really hone in on the way that you make it rain. See, the macro process works all the same way. Not just these random steps. Well, you need to source. Yeah, and you need a process to run your sale. Oh yeah, and you need to get good at closing. How specifically? And you'll see as we work our way through this masterclass, each of these pieces coming together. Not just source, process, close. How specifically do you source? How do you best run these processes? And what does it mean to close? Tactics, leverage, what are these and where are they baked in to this systematic approach from making it rain? All right, so let's get more specific. Let's drop down into the system for rainmaking. As I mentioned earlier, preparation, execution, skills, they are the three pillars on the chart, but all of it's really preparation. And as we'll get to in track three, the principles of selling, principle one is that selling is preparation. And so as we move our way through this system, keep in mind that really what we're talking about is how do you best prepare yourself to win? Not just how do you walk out onto the gridiron and win a football game, but what is everything that goes into the preparation that leads a team to win over and over and over again? And you'll hear me talk about some of the context here, which is some of this is short-term preparation, and other is long-term preparation. Like the presentation deck, the black book, skills. This is long-term preparation. How do you build systematic process for building skills over time? So you're better tomorrow, but that a year from now, you're absolutely unstoppable. And the same is true in all the processes. The better you put these to work right now, and the more you hone your processes over time, you become unassailable. The type of banker who drives revenues over and over and over again, who builds deep comparative advantage, as we'll talk about more in track six. And so what you see here is a series of processes that we're going to go into. And notice that in this masterclass, we're only covering some of these processes. We're not going through the presentation deck in any detail, nor the black book. We're not going through the pre-meeting or post-meeting protocols. We're not even going deep into the skills, because this isn't a program on skills. Instead, I'm giving you some tracks to back up skills. And in a moment, we're going to address these other boxes on the charts. But what we are doing in this masterclass is going into this overarching method and then deep into the four-step protocol and the rainmaking protocol. And all these other boxes are on the chart to reinforce the fact that if you want a systematic method, you want something that's like this. Again, you might have your own methods. This is just one idea. Yet if you want an end-to-end method, it brings together this long-term and short-term preparation. It brings together these different pillars. So while we don't have the real estate to go deep into some of these processes, and also they're highly bespoke, like the black book, what I wanted to do was share with you this end-to-end method that you want to build for yourself. So let's go deeper into this system for rainmaking. The pitch deck. For many bankers, that so-called banker book, that is their sale. Well, that's the entirety of the sale. Get a meeting and go sit in front of someone and bore their pants off. Walk through your book. Sit there, open it up. Talk about the team wheel. Show some charts on acquisition targets or EPS accretion dilution. If it's a capital markets meeting, get some of those boilerplate pages from capital markets. Definitely throw in some league tables. Yeah, that's it. Right there, you've got an unstoppable sale. And I mock it, but I've just seen it over and over again. Because nobody ever trains us how to do this. Most of what professional salespeople would call selling, bankers use these stupid books where they, I don't know, throw together some mostly boilerplate pages, write up some bullet points, burn down forests and analyst lives, to then show up and terribly use the banker book. And so, of course, the purpose of this masterclass isn't to go into detail on the presentation. And I only want to say a few words that relate to, well, how do you use it better? How do you see the pitch deck as part of your collateral for driving the sale, but merely as one part of the overall system for rainmaking? Let's hit 3 points on this. First, most decks are terribly used because they are the meeting. Bankers see it like a presentation. You even hear the language, giving someone a chance to present. How would a salespeople see the pitch deck? That's right. It's collateral for the sale. It's like if you walked into an auto lot, they sit down and give you a presentation on the car. They might flip through a brochure to give you more details on the car, but it's not the sale, is it? See, and a rule here for professional salespeople is that the deck doesn't even get opened until you've already hooked the customer. Really think about that for a moment. How do most banker meetings work? People walk in literally, say hello, and then pull out these boring ass books and share them around and then start reading. Well, they don't even sit there and pretend that they've done a good job of actually figuring out what matters to their client. They just start reading from front to back, looking up every now and then, being monotone and boring. Yet how do you use them better? People say, well, what does a pitch deck need to look like? It doesn't even matter. The pitch deck does not matter. What matters is how specifically have you designed the pitch deck for selling. So the structure of the type of meeting that we're going to talk about throughout this program is more like you walk in, you create a dialogue with that person. We go deep into the rainmaking protocol in track 7. You're starting with the pre-frame. Why are you there? You're then going into rapport. How are you building rapport with them? Certainly not from flicking through a team wheel to say, well, your analyst went to college. Step 3 is discovery. This is where you're asking them a bunch of questions, figuring out what matters to them, really engaging with them, instead of sitting there reading boring ass pages. So instead of this being a presentation, it's much more like an interaction, a conversation about ideas that really matter to them. And how do you know what they are when you're flicking through a boring book? How are you building a relationship or deeply connecting with someone when everyone's eyes are looking down at the page? And so if you can use the presentation decks right, they're support for your sale. They might be collateral that you flick back and forth. But the purpose of the meeting is not to make your way through a boring book. And isn't that how it typically goes? The top IBS or top coverage bankers, they don't even get through the book, do they? So why do they burn down a forest in an analyst's life to create it? Just as a way to get in the door? To show that they can do the work? How do you best design your collateral so it fits your overall sale? And that's point 2. You design it for selling. Right? It's not designed for information. It's not designed to share ideas. It's designed to sell. And as we work our way through this program, we'll talk about what that means. For instance, in the principles of selling in track 3, we talk about, well, what really gets people hooked? Is it spending the first 10 minutes of the meeting droning on about what? Where your analyst went to college, what you're seeing in the markets, what you're observing in their competitors, or is it through really engaging the person? If you're meeting a man or a woman at a party, what would you talk about? If you're following Carnegie's most basic principles, if you want people to be interested in you, be interested in them, how would you open your meeting? And how would you design the way you use the pitch deck and then design the pitch deck to stimulate what matters to them. As we talk about in the principles of selling, how are you getting to their pain, to their needs, to their wants, to their emotional drivers, their logical drivers, to the objections and roadblocks that get in their way? Now you're selling. Design your pitch deck around this, and you've designed it for the sale. And this is point three. Herein lies the massive problem for so many bankers. They've never learned how to sell, so they rely on the pitch deck. They use it like a crutch to lean their sale up against. And of course, it all just falls down, doesn't it? That so many so-called senior bankers, VPs and MDs have still not evolved beyond working up bullet points. Literally, they spend their time working on bullet points, describing where the markets are at. Yet how many spend time stepping back and asking what really matters to the client? How are you stepping in the room and grabbing their attention on what matters most to them? As we talk about in the principles of selling, selling is navigating someone's mind. How are you navigating them from problems to solutions and designing the pitch deck with selling in mind? That's all I'll say on the pitch deck, but of course you could do an entire program on this. To really hone in on how do you make it most effective in your sale, really think about this in the context of everything we're covering in this masterclass and this system for rainmaking. Box two on the page, the four-step protocol. We're going deep into the four-step protocol in track five. And for now, what I'll say is this is a core part of your preparation. Short term and long term. Think of the four-step protocol like the way a pro athlete prepares on game day. They've got a game coming up. They wake up in the AM. They just throw on their gear and head down to the stadium? Of course not. They have rigorous routines for the way they prepare for top performance. How many bankers do you know who have this? People burn down trees and analysts' lives to show up at a meeting unprepared. How many of them have a routine for getting top prepared? This is the four-step protocol. And there are four steps here. Intent, character, state, tools on. And if you've seen a number of the other masterclasses, like public speaking, winning every meeting, even the Meeting Wonder Woman Masterclass, they have this protocol. Because this is the Uber protocol that I built for preparing yourself for top performance in any meeting. Intent. How do you really hone in on what your goals are? Character. Who do you need to be? Walking into this meeting, is it just you? Which version of just you? Is it the version that's hanging out with your buddy on a Thursday night? Who's with your spouse or your lover? With your boss or shareholders if you're the CEO? Who is this version of you that's walking into the meeting for best drive in the sale? Three, state. We're going to talk about this in track three. The sale you might see as state transference. Taking your energy and having them feel it. What I mean by this is, hope you're really excited about this deal. We're just so excited to be here with you today. And just so excited. See, I'm going to sleep just talking to myself this way. See that the energy that you bring into the meeting is the energy that people feel. And selling is an emotional sport. And so it means being really good at the way you get yourself in state. Again, just like a pro athlete. We all know that a pro athlete How much time do they spend getting their head in the game? Getting to that peak performance state, perhaps that flow state, to show up and win the game. Now, in the four-step protocol we're hitting in track five, I'm sharing with you from a different program, from the Winning Every Meeting program. And even though it's a slightly different context, you'll see that it applies very directly to this context of being a rainmaking banker. And because I'm buying myself time doing this, I'm adding a separate track, track six, where I go deep into this notion of the character, into who do you really need to be for getting at rainmaking. And even this topic of getting at rainmaking is a very deep topic in itself. I'm bringing together four different chapters from my Do What You Want books for this specific context. And because these topics matter so much, in appendix tracks 2A through 2D, I'm including four different tracks to go deep into this topic of getting it. So what you see in tracks 5 and 6 is these are two deeply packed tracks, bringing together these really powerful concepts that are all about who do you prepare yourself to show up as in the long term, doing the work, becoming this person, in the short term, before every meeting, running your four-step protocol and stepping in best prepared. Next on the chart in preparation, you see the concept of the black book. Sounds cool, doesn't it? Your black book of selling is where you capture all of your top ideas. And again, this is a process that we are not covering because this black book is real long-term preparation and bespoke for your sale. But imagine walking around, or if you run a bank, everyone on your team walking around with a black book as to how you best sell the firm and best sell yourself. Inside this black book, capturing all your best ideas, all the stuff that we're going to be talking about in this program, your best ways of developing leads, your best selling stories, the emotional drivers you hit over and over again, the logical drivers like market share or serving your clients, the common objections that you hear and how specifically you destroy them. Right, so you see that this black book concept is your intel that you've best prepared for best selling. Think of it like the way a basketball team or football team or soccer team or hockey team or any other professional team have plays, don't they? They don't just run around doing what they do randomly. They have plays that they know work time and time and time again. They capture their best tactics, techniques, plays in this way. Why? Of course it drives better results, doesn't it? Better process. And they can really hone in on mastering them. As Vince Lombardi said of his famous play, The Power Sweep, there is nothing spectacular about it. It's just a yard gainer. See, but what was spectacular about Lombardi is that he had his packers drill it so many times because he expected it to work every time they ran the play. As he put it, if we call the sweep 20 times, I expect it to work 20 times, not 18, not 19. See, and this is a concept of the black book, where you capture your best ideas so you can roll them out over and over and over again. For instance, if Goldman bankers had a black book, which very few do because they rely on their business card to sell rather than any actual skill, what would they capture in there? Right, they show people league tables. Why? What's the purpose of league tables? Social proof. Right, it's a core principle of influence. So how do you use it? They talk about selling the breadth of capabilities. they lead with the brand and how specifically they lead with it. What about a boutique competing against a place like Goldman? But they were capturing their ideas like they don't have those sorts of conflicts. Or that you're not going to get sold a deal by a senior person and have it handed off to a junior person. Right, over and over again in the context of selling, you roll out the same ideas. And the purpose of your black book is to capture them in one place so you can effectively, efficiently roll them out better and better and better over time. So I hope it's obvious why you want the power of a black book in your overarching system for rainmaking, but also why it doesn't make sense for us to go into it in this program. You could spend a lot of time on this, and in the end it's bespoke. It's very specific to you and your sale, where you capture your best ideas. Now also underneath the black book you see a subbox for mindset, and you see curiously, it's on two places on the chart. And see, mindset is such a powerful skill that it's underneath skills. And you really want to hone this skill to get excellent at the sale. And there's so many different reasons for this that we'll keep hitting on as we move our way through this program. And ultimately, every pursuit is a pursuit of the mind, like a pro athlete. It's a mental game, isn't it? And there are so many aspects to selling and rainmaking that can be mentally challenging that you want to keep building this skill. But also, the box under black book has a specific meaning. Inside the black books that I design for myself and for my clients, they begin with this notion of becoming the salesperson. And see, this is even more than what we're covering in the four-step protocol of what's the character? What's your state? And it's about what are your daily practices for being the best salesperson that you can be. And the notion of this idea of becoming the salesperson also mirrors what you see in my system for doing what you want. That in my books, before we get to the system, we cover a topic called starting with you. What it says is no matter what you want, it all comes back to who are you being. In the context of selling, Clement Stone said, sales are contingent upon the attitude of the salesman, not the attitude of the prospect. So really indoctrinate this idea, what it means is, if we go back to that notion of state, if the salesperson just shows up like, hey, how are you? We're here to talk about raising capital today, and it's a really exciting time in the markets. How excited does the company get versus someone who walks in a frenzy and says, the markets are open and they're ready. They need issuers like you. Let me just give you three reasons why this is the right time, and more importantly, it's the right time for you. You see, the attitude that's being conveyed is the sale. You want to make it rain, it comes back to who you start as. And ultimately, this notion of mindset underneath the black book in becoming the salesperson are your long-term and short-term processes for how you do this. So an example that I often cite is if you go and research Tom Hopkins' 7 affirmations of being a sales champion. Tom is a great sales trainer. And he's also a great expert on personal development because what does he get? In the end, it comes down to how good are you at conditioning yourself every day? What do you wake up and do every day for driving top performance? So Mike Tyson's trainer, Custiamato, famously would sit there while he was gloving him up and tell him he was the most ferocious fighter on the planet, how he was unstoppable, how he was going to be a world champ. And this constant conditioning of his mind is what enabled him to show up and unleash that power that was within. And Tom Hopkins' affirmations of being a sales champion work the same way. And if you go download them, you'll see that there's 7, but in fact there's 30. Because if you want to be a champ at this, you want to condition yourself like a champ. As I said, there's lots of aspects to selling that can be really hard. And so it requires you training yourself to be the best you can be. Think about someone making cold calls every day. How many times they get hung up on. Just what it takes to keep someone on the line and get them interested in what you're calling for. What about a banker trying to break through with a new client? Well, they might call a bunch of times. They might show up a number of times before they can even start to build a relationship with that person. What type of persistence does that take? What does it take to get your mind in the right place for doing this? See, and I well accept that affirmations aren't cool for many people. And 30 a day might seem extreme. But what are your affirmations? What are the things that you tell yourself? See, a lot of people are already affirming negative ideas on being the salesperson. Oh, I just don't know how to ask for the order. Just don't want to get rejected. Oh, they just said no. But what about one of Hopkins? Today I will win. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I have faith, courage, and enthusiasm. Again, it might not seem cool, but what we repeat to ourselves become our lives. And so this notion of mindset underneath the black book is really this deeper idea of what are your daily exercises? How do you best train yourself for being the salesperson? And you can learn more about these notions of daily exercises in my book on building your limitless mind, which you can download for free from my website. It is loaded with ideas on how specifically do you keep conditioning yourself for being limitless. And now that's all I'll say on mindset here. Let's keep moving to execution. As we talked about earlier, this is labeled execution, but really it's preparation. How do you best prepare yourself for walking in and crushing the sale? And you can see in this second pillar, the two processes that we're not covering, the pre-meeting and post-meeting protocols. Again, you could go into real depth here. And what I'm saying is, in a highly systematic method for being excellent at the sale, what do you do before your meetings? And what do you do after your meetings to best keep honing the sale? We already talked about in preparation the four-step protocol we'll hit in depth in track 5. And that's like a pro athlete on game day, isn't it? How do you best prepare yourself to walk in and win? And what else is in your pre-meeting ritual? What do you do there? How do you best prepare yourself? Maybe this is some of your affirmations. Maybe it's sitting with the team and rehearsing what you're going to do. Maybe it's a whole bunch of prep that you do on the client so that you're game ready. It might be visual rehearsal. What is it for you? What's this routine that you build for yourself to keep honing your pre-meeting? What about post-meeting? How many people do you know who come out of every meeting and rank their performance? Even if you just step back for a few minutes and analyze, well, where did you do well? Where did you not do so well? And then how do you use what you learn here to feed into your next pre-meeting so you walk in even better prepared to win and make it rain in your next sales meeting? That's all I'll say on these two ideas. And again, just to emphasize, we're not covering them. They're highly bespoke. Yet they really matter for you to keep honing your systematic approach to crushing the sale. The middle box is the rainmaking protocol, which I've mentioned a number of times and we're going to go into depth in. Track 7. Think about the rainmaking protocol as how you execute a meeting. What do you do? When you first step into the meeting, what do? See, we all have a general idea, don't we? We shake hands, we say some stuff, and then we get into the meat of the meeting, right? Well, how do you get even more specific? What are those things that you need to be able to do in the meeting to drive your intent? In the four-step protocol, we start with your intent. What specifically is your intent walking into this meeting? And the rainmaking protocol is all about how specifically do you get here. It's not a script. You're not scripting up what you're trying to say and then trying to remember it. It's a structure. It's recognizing the underlying structure of a sale and what needs to happen in this meeting to drive from the beginning till end. There are 6 steps in this protocol we'll go deep on in track 7. Step 1 is the pre-frame. When you walk into the meeting, how do you set expectations? How do you state your intent in a way that it's clear for the other person as to where you're taking this meeting? Rapport. What is rapport? How do you build it? You walk in and talk about the latest football game or the weather? Maybe. But what is deep rapport and how do you build it? Step 3 is discovery. Now, as we mentioned earlier, this is the structure of a sale. It's getting to the heart of what leads that other person to buy. We're going to go into detail in this in track 3 in the principles of selling. But what we're going to assert there is, this is what selling is. People say it's about selling benefits and clearing objections. Okay. What are their benefits? What are their objections? That's why this step 3 discovery is all about how do you best discover what you need in order to keep moving forward. Step 4, this is benefits. But how specifically do you sell benefits? And whose benefits? Are they your benefits? Or what they perceive as benefits? And what are these drivers? We'll talk about emotional drivers and logical drivers as we keep going. And how specifically you drive them. Step 5, objections. Every salesperson is equipped to deal with objections. Many people who are terrified of selling are afraid to hear no. So they're not equipped to deal with objections. But salespeople eat objections for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're laid out in their black book and they're played out in every meeting. Because professional rainmakers recognize there's always an objection. It's your job to ferret it out and blow it out in order to move through to the final step 6. Next steps. What next step are you moving towards? See, again, it might not be to get the order. What's your intent? What's the pre-frame? It might just be an introductory meeting. And so how do you know it's been a great meeting? Or did you get to your next step? What is it? Why is it a great next step? And the entire rainmaking protocol is about how you are driving here. From where you started with your pre-frame, your intent, to the next step. That's execution. All right, let's talk pillar number 3, skills. Now, once again, skills are on this chart because in any systematic method for bringing the rain, you want to be highly skilled. Right, it makes sense, right? That we're not here just talking about protocols for being crushing at the sale, but that what skills are required to do it. See, and obviously the vehicle for selling are skills of communications and influence. And so you see, what are the 3 skills here? Communications and influence and selling. And then the one that we've already hit, mindset. Because in the end, when you walk into that meeting, how skilled are you at driving the results that you want? And you see, this notion of skills comes together in my system for doing what you want as well. If you go deeper into it, what you see is that the first step is about defining what you want, setting clear intent. The next 3 steps are all about process. How do you run badass process, again, in a system for continuous improvement, getting better and better over time? And then step number 5 in the system is getting skills. And so what you really see, if you condense it down again, is that how do you get what you want? Process and skills. Right, and so that's why it's part of this system for rainmaking. Because in any end-to-end process, you want to bring together badass process and badass skills. if you're going to drive the results you want. Once again, let's think about this in the context of sport. We've been using the metaphor of a football team has plays, right? They don't just run around the field just making it up as they go. These are the processes, the protocols that we're covering. But those plays are useless if they lack the skills to throw and catch a ball, right? And it seems obvious in this context, but the same is true in bringing the rain. How many bankers do you know who have a process for selling? What is it? Is it end-to-end? Is it systematic? And then how many of them are constantly building skills? What are their skills? I've met with plenty of bankers who tell me that they've studied communications and influence, and I ask them how. What specifically have you done? Oh, you just kind of pick it up along the way. No, you don't. No professional athlete just picks it up along the way. They get focused on how you build skills. And just working our way through this program, you're going to develop a lot of process and a lot of skills. But skills, as we talked about in terms of preparation, are long-term preparation. By the end of this masterclass, you will have developed a lot of great skills. Yet to keep continuously improving at your system for rainmaking and everything else, you want to continuously develop at the skills that truly matter to drive in the results you want. As we talked about earlier, this is not a skills program. So we're not going deep into these skills. But in Appendix 1, we're sharing with you two other skills tracks from other masterclasses. The first one is from The System for Winning, which comes from my book, aka The System for Doing What You Want. And this is the chapter on getting skills. Because in the end, what really matters is how do we build skills? It can be hard as an adult. Right, and part of that is because we tend to learn differently than how we did earlier in life. See, as a kid, we would never read a book on riding a bike and think that now we can ride a bike. Yet even if we are learning as adults, we tend to do it in ways that are more haphazard. We read some articles here and there. Maybe we read a book. But we have no methodical way of actually learning. And so it can be very hard to actually develop skills. Think about what we do in school. We read books, we create notes, we listen to lectures, we cram for exams, we write essays. And through taking all this knowledge and distilling it down and practicing it over and over, we build skills. And so how do you do this as an adult? How do you actually get highly skilled for getting skills you need for driving what you want? And you hear in this track in Appendix 1A, we talk about the system for learning. There's three steps. One, you accumulate knowledge. Two, you distill that knowledge down into summaries. And three, you build the practices you need to keep developing these skills. And when it comes to this system for rainmaking, I strongly suggest you look at it the same way. Inside, we're covering a lot of knowledge, aren't we? But really, it's distilled down so that you can just put it to work and keep practicing it over and over and over again in building these skills. Yet, I want you to go deeper as well, which is why we're including this second appendix track, 1B. This skills track comes from the Winning Every Meeting Masterclass, and it covers these three specific skills on the chart: mindset, communications, and selling. And what we do in this track, you'll also see in the workbook, right at the back, is that we go through a summary chart from my books. How do you learn skills really fast? Well, what you focus on, the principles and the practices. Again, you can read thousands of books on selling or communications and mindset, but all that matters is taking the highest value ideas and figuring out how to put them to work. And that's what we do in this Appendix 1B track. We go through these three skills in the context of what are those five principles that truly matter? And what are the five practices you can put to work right away for quickly building these skills? And then once again, what's the real power of this? You got it. It's not walking away from this track with a little bit more skill, maybe a lot more skill. It's what process do you build for yourself so you can build more and more skill over time in driving your system for rainmaking. And so you see these three pillars coming together. They're all preparation, short term, long term. How do you best prepare yourself for a sales meeting? How do you execute? What are the skills that you build? And that's why this system for rainmaking is an end-to-end solution. As we talked about, we're not hitting every box, but we're hitting the most important protocols as we move our way through this masterclass. So I hope you're as fired up as I am as we keep working our way through this. Now, let's hit the macro process. We're going to be much tighter here because much of the macro process is baked in to what we've talked about already and into the tracks that we have coming up. As we talked about earlier, once again, there's three pillars, aren't there? Sourcing, process, close. How do you source clients? And you see there's two boxes here, sales funnels and qualifying leads. What's your processes? These are topics that we've already hit. You see them, right? The four-step protocol, your process to best prepare yourself for a meeting. And the rainmaking protocol, when you're in your meeting, how are you best driving your process? And what are you driving it towards? Close, right? As we said, step six in the rainmaking protocol is next steps. You step in with clear intent. You set your pre-frame. You know what you're driving towards, and that's close. And then you see under close, there's two more boxes. Tactics and leverage. So let's drop in a little deeper on the macro process and talk about some of these. Sourcing, we're going to be hitting in detail in track four. So once again, I would reiterate what we're doing here. We're being highly systematic. In being a rainmaker, as we've said, what are you looking for? To generate one deal every now and then? To build a relationship here and there? Or are you looking for consistent, repeatable, systematic process that enables you to keep finding clients and making it rain? And this is the notion of the sourcing topic, what in selling you might call lead generation. What is your process for consistently, repeatably generating leads? And you see this notion of sales funnels. See, many of us are familiar with these ideas. Sales funnels, pipelines. Yet when it comes to banking, even though we might spend a lot of time talking to clients about this stuff, how good are we specifically at building our own sales funnels? How methodical are we about the way we source leads and hunt down deals? And then the second box here is qualifying. And qualifying is a really important topic when it comes to selling. Ultimately, what is the most scarce commodity we all have? That's right, it's time, isn't it? And so qualifying is all about understanding, well, are you spending time with the right people? And why? Who specifically is your target customer? Why are you right for them? If you're an M&A shop, you don't want to be spending time with clients who need capital raising, do you? And that's obvious, but more specifically, what are your filters for qualifying leads? What types of clients are right for you? What are wrong for you? Based on your resources and skills, products and services, who should you spend your time with and why? We're going to go deep into this idea of qualifying in track four when we do lead generation. The second pillar process, I'll leave it on what we've already said, because we're going to be hitting this in depth, aren't we? The four-step protocol, the rainmaking protocol, if you go back to the previous chart on the system for Raymaking, you see one of them's preparation, one of them's execution. Yet, are both of them preparation? How you best prepare your processes for making it rain. Closing, come back to this notion of having a great meeting. Who cares? How many great meetings you have? How many relationships you've built? Oh, we've really furthered the relationship this year. Okay. So when they do a deal, will they do it with you? If they're paying fees to the street, are they paying them to you? What does it take to go from having great meetings and building relationships? Even if you're running expert process, even if you're excellent at the way that you source and qualify leads, what does it take for you to get excellent at getting the deal done? And now what I would say here on closing is, unlike sourcing where we have a dedicated track four going deep into this, these topics of tactics and leverage, we're not hitting separately because they're baked into everything that we're doing here. So when we get to the next track three on the principles of selling, we're talking about what really sells. How do you drive people into their pain? How do you identify their pleasure? What are the emotional drivers that lead them to buy? What are the logical drivers that support the sale? What are the roadblocks that you need to navigate in order to move them through to your next steps? This is all closing. The entire Raymaking protocol is about closing. It's about how you step into a room, set clear intent, the pre-frame, and move through the structure of a sale, rapport, discovery, figuring out what does it really take to move them forward. Your benefits, your objections, through to your next steps. So baked into every step of the Raymaking protocol are ideas on tactics and leverage that keep you moving forward in the sale. And in the Raymaking protocol, we'll be talking about notions like building more conviction in them and setting up tactics and leverage like FOMO. We all know the fear of missing out is a powerful driver. So how do you get them to move? You know, like you might be saying, well, we're looking at this acquisition target, and if you're serious about this, we should get moving on it just in case we get any conflicts. Because I know a lot of people are interested in this asset. You see how that fear of missing out is baked into everything that we do? It's like a chess game. You know where you're headed. And so what are the devices that you use to keep bringing them along with you? These are the notions of tactics and leverage. And you will see it's baked into everything that we're talking about in this masterclass. Because closing is the essence of selling and Raymaking. Think about it like the way that people sell in retail, whether it's online or in stores. Quick, buy now before inventory runs out. 3-day sale. Get the opportunity while you still can. But these types of tactics and leverage exist because us humans tend to defer our decisions, don't we? Until the last minute. And so, like studying for an exam, we sit there and cram when we need to. And so people who are excellent at selling use all sorts of devices to get people to act now. Quick, act now. And what we're talking about here are the same sorts of tactics and leverage that you want to bring into the way that you drive the sale. And one of the massive nuances here for a banker is very different to someone selling underwear in a store or running some type of online marketing sale is how you define closing. See, top bankers aren't in there to sell deals, are you? You're not in there to try and convince someone to buy something they don't need or to sell an asset just so you can earn a fee or to go raise capital so they can pay a commission. You might not be in there to sell a deal at all. What you might be doing is selling yourself over and over again. Establishing yourself as a trusted advisor might be your definition of closing. Your next step in a meeting might simply be to get another meeting, to go deeper on certain topics, to deliver them more value, to maybe reach other people inside the company as well. And so when it comes around to tactics and leverage here, we're talking about getting really sophisticated. What are your tactics and leverage for building more trust, more credibility, for helping your clients see that you are there for them? That your definition of closing is how much more value can you deliver them? How much more can you supplant yourself as their trusted advisor? In some cases, this might mean a steady flow of business. It might be bringing the rain. In other cases, you might just be doing this because it is your intent. And so as we go deeper into this program, every step of the way, we're talking about closing, tactics, leverage, but tailored specifically for you and your intent. What do your clients want from you? What are you there to deliver? And how do you move from where you open the meeting all the way through to your next steps? And so that is the macro process. And of course, before that, we covered in detail the system for rainmaking. And now as we finish up this track, let's just finish up with two practices, which we do at the end of the tracks. And why is that? That's right, because knowledge is impotent. What matters is how do you take these ideas and put them to work? If you're deeply learning now, when you take in this knowledge and using it, developing practices, developing these ideas in a way that you're right now putting them to work. So what are two practices that even just from this track where we haven't gone deep into the program yet, you can already be putting to work? The first practice is very basic. There's not even anything to write down. It's just to step back and think about these systems. If you've been following along in the workbook, you've seen them in some detail. And what you want to really be thinking about here is, when have you used systems in the past? Why have you used systems? How have you gotten systematic? What results have they enabled you to drive? And just start imagining now, even just from what we've covered in the first tracks in this masterclass, how putting to work this system and this macro process will significantly drive better and better results for you. How will it help you better at sourcing? Better at driving your process? At closing? What does it lead you to do on being better prepared? Executing more effectively? And building better skills? The second practice, I suggest that you step back and begin assembling your work. And what I mean by this is really this context of the black book. Imagine that even right now you start to step back and think about what we've hit in these systems and start to take everything that you've already got on your approach to selling and start organizing it. Think about, well, how right now are you systematically sourcing leads? What is your process? And it's all good if you don't have one. The worst people are those fakers out there who want to pretend that they got this figured out. Instead, if you don't have one, start specking out what it might be. Start thinking about, what are your pre-meeting rituals and your post-meeting rituals? Start laying out some ideas on how you might get yourself better in character, better in state for every meeting. Take the best ideas that you might have already now on, well, why do people buy? What are the benefits of your firm, of working with you? What are the objections that you already hear and clear over and over again? Maybe some of your best-selling stories. Whatever it might be, How do you start organizing this stuff right now? So you're already getting a crack. I'm moving. Building your system for rainmaking. Practice 3 that I'll throw out as optional is start putting it to work. Just start right now in being more systematic, being more deliberate, being more prepared. And as we go deep into this program, of course, you're going to keep refining these steps, but just starting now, you're coming out of the gates hot. And now this brings us to the end of this track 2. I hope you got a ton of value from this. I look forward to catching up with you in the next track, where we go deep into the principles of rainmaking.